Blog Talk Radio.
OMG, welcome. This is going to be great. Welcome to the Digital Foreplay Show. Oh my goodness, this has been, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to begin, but I guess I should start at the beginning, right? But yes, hello, welcome to the Digital Foreplay Show. I am Keisha Green. Tonight's show, this is the premiere, the debut, and in order to make this show a total success, my co-host and I, we need you, the listeners, to tune in, ask questions, tweet them, inbox them, whatever, whatever you need to do. But this show works out your help. But I want you to know that we have so many different topics that we want to discuss, and we're going to discuss it. Do not think that things are off limits. You can call in. No censor, be you, say what you need to say, get it off your chest. It's all good. The number to call in is 718-9827. Let me repeat it, 718-508-9827. And also the chat room is open. So if you don't want to call in but you have a question, log on to the chat room and you can post your question there and I will read it on the air. Like I said, you can inbox me or my wonderful co-host, Sean Sinclair, and we will read it on the air. But yeah, this is going to be fun. But let me just put it out there now. If you call into the show and you're just listening, say that you're just listening because I don't like dead air. So, definitely, please press 1 if you want to listen. Press 3 if you have a question so we can put you in the queue and we will, you know, bring your call on. But yes, we have a great show tonight. Oh my goodness. I'm really excited because Sean and myself, we've been talking about this for weeks and I know you've seen the questions on Facebook. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, please send me a friend request or you can just go look up Keisha Green. I've been posting questions for weeks. The hashtag is Digital Foreplay Show, and you'll see all of the different topics that we've been posting and, you know, the comments from the readers, the listeners, so forth and so on. So, yeah, it's going to be good. So now I know you're wondering, well, why, Keisha? Why are you doing this show? It's easy because it's a void, and we're going to fill it, Sean and I, because I guess we would call ourselves social media enthusiasts, and we enjoy, you know, relationships, talking about it, and so forth. And, yeah, this is all research. You never know. You might end up in one of our books. Wink, wink, hint, hint, all of that good stuff. But, yes, again, the number to call in is 718-508-9827. And the show will be hosted by myself, Keisha Green, and Sean Sinclair. And I'm going to bring Sean in. So he can tell you a little bit about what he's bringing to the table, and, you know, we'll go from there. So, Sean, I hope you're there. Mr. Sinclair, you there?
What's going on, Keisha? Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. How excited are you about this?
I'm very excited. This has been a highlight of my week, man. I'm really excited. Ready to chop it up.
Yeah, yes, I am. I am. Now, you know, the question is why? And I'm like, besides there being a void that we're going to fill, what would you say the reason? Why are you doing this show with me? Why are we going to do this?
I'm doing the show with you first because as digital publishers and blog and everything else, you have your eye on the pulse of what's going on social media. So you can see firsthand how social media has affected relationships. Last year sometime, I did an article for Don Diva magazine, and it was about how social media has affected relationships. You know, so that article has always stuck with me. If you follow me on my social media, you'll see I keep reposting and so on and so forth. But social media has changed the way that we interact in real life, and it definitely has changed the way that relationships are carried out, whether it be for good or bad. And it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there's a void.
Right.
No one's really talking about it, so I figured, who better than us? I mean, I've had my share of social media experiences.
Right.
You have your share. And we both get inboxes from friends and family members who have their share of social media, snafus, and so on and so forth. So why not? Let's bring it out.
Snafus, you say. So, yeah. So tonight, does it really go down in the DM? That's hilarious. Ooh, does it go down in the DM? I have my comment on it, but I mean, before we get into that, and I know you have to. You have your own opinion on it. Does it go down in the DM?
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah,
wait,
normally, man, it's
know,
in the DM,
so.
It's some bull.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because here's
so?
The thing, you know, and as adults, the thing about the social media that baffles me is that adults, grown people, we have allowed the social media to turn us back into teenagers. You dig what I'm saying? Like, yo, we know what's real and what's not. We know, come on, man, we're not stupid. Like, social media has not made us that socially retarded just yet. So if it's going down to your DM, chances are it's some bull. You know what I'm saying? 90% of the time, it's some bull. Because
really?
There are numerous
you
ways
think
to.
So?
Yeah, absolutely. If it ain't bull up top, it's coming. Trust. If it's not bull, it's coming. Real
you know,
talk,
that's
because,
crazy.
Yeah, if it's in the inbox, it's coming. What's their reason? I'm going to say,
cool.
You know what? I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say 85%.
85%. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because if it's all
I
in
mean,
fun,
well,
if it's all
I mean,
genuine, you can post on the wall.
Yeah. Ah, but I can't post it on your wall because if I want to boo love with you, Sean, I don't want everybody to know that I'm boo loving with you. I got to go in your inbox.
There you go. It's some bull. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness, that is hilarious. I mean, you figure, and I was talking about this earlier today on Facebook, and shout out to the people that, you know, were on the thread. What's the difference? And one of the women, shout out to Aisha, she said, what's the difference between Facebook, DM, IG, DMs, or Plenty of Fish, or Black People Meet? What's the difference? And there is no difference at all. You're all up there, you know, in my opinion. You saw something, you were attracted to it, and you wanted to follow up. And the first way to follow up is to go into a direct message with that person to let them know that you're interested. Aside from, like, I'll use Facebook as an example. Aside from when you get that notification on your phone that somebody has liked, like, 25 of your profile pictures.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It's stalking.
That, you know, they just want you to know, like, when they like, they want you to know that hey, I saw those pictures and I liked them. Now, on the receiving end of it, it's like, wow, you really went through all my pictures? But hey, it's what it is.
Yes, hey, look, it's a little flattering and spooky at the same time.
Right. Like, yo, like, okay, 20? Okay. And then, you know, because Facebook has that handy-dandy poke button, so as if those 20 notifications was not enough, I'm going to get a poke, too. Like, I'm here.
Yeah, the Pope thing. Look, when I first started getting into the social media thing, the Pope kind of threw me because I had a couple of dudes poking. I'm like, yo, what does Pope mean? I had to ask my niece, like, yo, what does it mean when somebody poke you? I don't think Yeah, so the Pope thing, I don't know. Maybe that's just, well, they got the wave thing now. You know, you can wave in your inbox. Now, like, hey, I see you.
Okay, and that's just as creepy, in my opinion. I'm just like, okay, so you liked all of my pictures. Now you're poking me. Now you come to my inbox, and now you're going to wave at me. Okay, so now when you do say, hey, now I'm gonna come in there and respond, like, how can I help you? I'm infamous for that. How can I help you? Because clearly you want my attention. You have it now.
Yeah. Yeah, social media is making a lot of us social misfits, man. It's taking, you know what, we'll address that later. We'll address that part back in this, later on in the show.
Okay. But it's funny. It's definitely funny. And before we even get more into how, you know, it does go down in the DM, I did want to read something that basically when I was, planning this show and we would talk about it, it reminded me of this movie that Bruce Willis and Halle Berry were in called Perfect Stranger. And it was very interesting how it just – the quiet hum, an empty screen inviting you. Come inside, it says. We're always open. It's a world you think where actions have no consequence, where guilt is cloaked by being anonymous, where there are no fingerprints, an invisible universe filled with strangers, interconnected online and disconnected in life. It will steal your secrets, corrupt your dreams, and co-opt your identity. Because in this world where you can be anything you want, anyone you want, you might just lose sight of who you are. So I say online dating creates an invisible universe filled with strangers connected online and disconnected offline. Do you agree, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. It takes a lot of the fun out of it. Like, think about this. When is the last time you've been to a major event, maybe a birthday party, whatever, right? Instead of people enjoying the moment and getting to know people, they're on their IG Live, their Facebook Live, they're broadcasting that for the world to see. Meanwhile, your life is passing you by. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like, people stop living. They stop being connected in real life and connecting on social media. You know what I mean? So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're doing it for the gram.
Right about that. Yeah, definitely. They do, they're doing more of that than actually interacting, because what happens is you can walk into a room and about 75% of the people have their heads down with the phone in their hand. Rather, they're scrolling Facebook, or they're taking a selfie or whatever, like you said, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, they're on Snapchat. They're doing all of that and they're disconnected. How many times have you been somewhere, rather you went to have lunch or, you know, anything with someone and you are sharing the attention span of them between their phone and you, and you're talking to them, but they're on their phone, and they, you know, they might nod and say, yeah, right, but they're not giving you 100% because they're more, you know, preoccupied with, let me take a picture of this meal we about to eat, let me put that on the gram, let me take a picture of this drink, and it's like, wow, what did we do before this? We actually just had to sit down and eat and drink. But now,
so listen,
you know, and I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it because I take food pictures.
Within reason. at least two or three times a week, man, I ask myself, I'm like, man, what did we do before social media? It's almost hard to recall a time when we didn't have that, you know. And as far as our people, particularly with other things we got going through, imagine how much more productive. It's like in Catch 22, and that's an oxymoron, because imagine how much more productive we can be if we didn't spend hours a day on social media. However, by the same token, some of us are productive because of what we're doing on social media. So it's like a catch-22, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's just like we're just so disconnected because social media plays a major part. I was just having a conversation with someone earlier about this, and he was basically saying that, you know, this makes it easy to date because I don't have to put on an outfit. I don't have to buy a drink. I don't have to impress her at the bar by buying her a drink. I don't have to do anything. I can sit here in my boxers watching football and get in your inbox and say the same stuff I was going to say to you in person.
True indeed. That's actually what I was going to bring up later. You know what I mean? That's very true. Social media has made it easy. I mean, this is the perfect example of balance. You dig what I'm saying? Because not only that, it takes a lot of the fear factor out. You know what I mean? Because some guys weren't getting no play before social media because they lack the courage to go approach this female. You see what I'm saying? Like, there are certain dudes. Like, to me, I feel like some people shouldn't even be – everybody shouldn't have access to you. But because your social media, if you're in the media, like I am, my profile is a public. You dig what I'm saying? So anybody per se can have access to me. Now, whether I choose to engage is a different story. However, there are certain people that shouldn't have access to your time. Like if it wasn't for social media, for example, let's take somebody like – model so-and-so, right? Joe Blow normally would not approach model so-and-so out in the general public because he would be intimidated by her shine, by her beauty, and so on and so forth. But because social media kind of levels out the playing field as far as your modes of approach, he could holler her in the inbox. You dig what I'm saying? He might be able to say something that wouldn't hear one of his homies saying. It might catch your ear, and now they're engaging, you know? Whereas in real life, that would have never taken place. So that's one way it does that, you know? Make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that one.
In addition to that, on social, here's the crux of what makes social media and dating and relationships on social media so game-changing, right? Because on social media, you could be anybody you want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got the world at your fingertips. You know, like one of my favorite rappers, 3D9T, she got a song called Do It for the Gram, right? And that song is talking about how everybody be faking on the gram. You know what I mean? You could be a baller online. You could be a genius online. You could have your fake deep quotes online, everything. But when it comes to it and the real interaction, what are you made of? You can't sustain that. You dig what I'm saying? So you could be anybody you want to be. On social media, you know, if you're in North Carolina and you're talking to somebody in California, you know, through social media, whether it be on Black Planet, IG, whatever it may be. Nobody know you.
No, you did not say Black Planet. No, you did not say Black Planet. Stop.
But, nobody knows who you are on social media. Granted, everybody knows somebody, but if you've been in politics with this young lady for months, she don't know that you the whole of Babylon. You know what I'm saying? She don't know you Joe Blow. She don't know you. She only know the perception that you put out there to her and to the world. You dig what I'm saying? So it creates a sort of inauthenticity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm rough as word. I'm a word.
Right, because you
that
can
up.
Pretend.
Inauthenticity, yeah. Yeah, you can pretend.
Go ahead. Say that. No, it's true because you can pretend. You can definitely pretend online. You can pretend to be an intellectual because, you know, you Google some quotes. And you just drop them up there on Facebook. And now you look smart. You can, you know, take some pictures to make it look like you're more than what you are because somebody, you know, you took a selfie of yourself sitting at a desk. But that desk might have been freaking Staples. I don't know where you are, but it looked good. You said, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, name brand clothes, whatever
weekend.
The case may be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got your man
right.
chain
you know,
on.
You're taking cars. Yes, all of that. You can pretend to be anything that you want to be, and that's the beauty of it. With you know, with this whole social media, and that's what it was saying.
And
like it's an invisible universe. Like you can be whatever you want, anyone you want. But what happens is, like you said, faking it for the gram. Some of these people get really caught up with who they're pretending to be because they get so lost in that they can't do anything but stay online. You won't see them offline anywhere because this is their playground. or you do get to see them offline, and it's not what you saw online, hence the word catfish. It's like, yo,
catfish, no doubt.
You don't look nothing like that picture.
Yeah, you ain't seen that picture. What Cam say? Yeah, Cam got a song. Cam say, yo, you ain't what I seen in that picture. Yeah, catfish.
No, come on, we can take it back to Friday, like in Friday and Chris Tucker, Janet Jackson versus Freddie Jackson. Hello, like, come on,
word.
Come on, like, it's just, you know, it's just like you can pretend to be whatever it is, and that's what happens. Remember, I was just telling you this last week, Sean. Remember, I was talking about the guy says to the female who posts selfies, well, send a full body pic. And you're right. Like, you know why they asked that? Sean, tell the listeners, why does the guy ask for the full body pic? Go ahead.
All right. Hey, remember Ray Charles when Ray used to feel the wrist and stuff? Nah, you know, a lot. Now, listen. Right. Nah, word. Here's what guys ask. All the ladies out here, listen. This is what guys ask for the full body pic. You know, a lot of times women like the catfish because they may be insecure about their weight. You know, because there's a lot of brothers out there love that thickness. You know what I'm saying? I love thickness myself. But a lot of women are insecure about their weight. They may have a real pretty face, so they'll post a whole bunch of face pics. And, you know, y'all not fooling anybody because the brothers know. We're like, look, what you really look like? But, yeah, we ask for a full body pic because we want to see what those dimensions like. You know what I'm saying? We want to see how you shape. That's what we want to see. You can be pretty all day. A nice selfie and a headshot, that's cool. But brothers want to see what a body looking like when they ask for a full body pic.
Okay, ladies. So now you know. Now somebody's going to say, oh, I knew that. But, yeah, but for the woman who is insecure about her body and her weight, she can't take that picture. She's not going to.
Right.
She's just going to, you know, she might take a picture of showing her legs or, you know, something,
right.
But it's not going to be,
accentuating
okay,
that best part.
I'm going to stand in front of this mirror.
And it goes back to what we were just saying. You could be anybody you want to be on social media. You dig what I'm saying? On a selfie, she's a supermodel.
Yeah.
On a headshot, she's a supermodel. When she click offline, she still got to deal with he or she, not just she, because there are a lot of brothers out there the same way, you know. Yeah.
Right.
You can be anybody
definitely.
You click off. Yeah.
Anybody. She's gonna when she gets offline, she can take that wig off, that lace front, that ponytail, whatever. She can take it all off. She don't need no makeup on, and she's just regular old, you know, regular old whomever she is. But y'all will never know that. That's why in some of those cases where you hear. Where it's that catfish thing, it's like, I didn't even recognize her because that wasn't the person online. Like, nah, you didn't recognize her. And then, come on, let's dig a little deeper, Sean. Death to the filter. Stop filtering. I'm not going to recognize her. No.
Yo, listen. I'm going to be honest, right? Like, sometimes I host these events and stuff like that, or might be on the road or whatever, and you see some of these celebrity chicks be on TV and stuff. Word is born. I don't even recognize it sometimes. Like, damn, that's a girl. Because they look totally different in person than when you see them online. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, I thought she was thick. Oh, no, that ain't the same. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know what's crazy? It's the ones who don't, in my experience. Granted, beauty is an eye to behold, a true indeed. However, in my experience, it's like the chicks you see online and they fine. When you see them in person, they just be like, oh, okay, they straight. And it's the ones who you see online, they be like, damn, they look okay. You see them in person, you be like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you ain't fooling
Right,
anybody.
Definitely. Right, you're not fooling one. So, Sean, have you ever encountered where you meet someone offline and not even on some hookup stuff, just because of the business that we're in being authors, you met someone that, you know, one of your, you know, social media friends, and they're saying, like, wow, you look just like your picture, or you look better in person, or damn, how old was that pic? Come on, tell us. I want to know. You try to catch
the only thing
somebody.
I get most of the time. I post a lot. Most of the people, they say they thought I was taller. You know what I'm saying? That's the only
okay.
thing I get. They say, I thought you were taller than that. Yeah. That's about it. Pretty much what you see
okay.
is what you get with me. Now, I've had the, you know, the opposite, but never like, oh, I thought you was this. I thought you. It's usually the opposite. You know what I mean? If I'm being modest,
okay.
it's usually the
yeah.
opposite. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I ain't mad at you. No, I totally understand
it.
I think that
it's I'm just saying. I'm not vertically challenged. I'm average height.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. Rather if you were short or tall. I think for me, when I see people at different events or whatever the case may be, they say to me that, oh, my God, I didn't know you were that tall. And I'm thinking to myself, how would you know how tall I was? I post 50 million
right.
selfies. You don't see anything. And so
right.
when I do break up the monotony of that, you know, I post a full body or whatever, like, you didn't see my legs? Like, what did you,
right.
I don't know, but, and I say that, and I want to, you know, because somebody's going to say, like, damn, she just admitted that she posts a lot of selfies. Y'all are my Facebook and Instagram friends. Y'all know I post a bunch of selfies. Don't act like what I'm saying is far-fetched. If I get some, yes, I'm a selfie queen, and I get, don't, let me get some new lipstick or some new eyeshadow. Who else to test it out on in my social media people? Don't tell me. They'll be like, nah, that wasn't the look, Keisha. You can tell by the
hello,
line.
They're going to
the
inbox.
Your
DM.
Got. Right, exactly. You know which picture was good by how many likes, you know, because there are people who need that validation. So if I stick
true
with
indeed.
The picture with that, you know, with that Target lip gloss, that might have got 15. But put on that Chanel, oh, see, that's 150 instantly. So I now
right,
I know.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then your DMs start popping, too. Hey, big head.
No, no. Hey, big head, yes. Hey, big head, or my favorite, Sean, hey, stranger.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Hey, big
hey,
head,
stranger.
Yes. Hey, big head, and hey, stranger. Oh, wait a minute, here's a good one. Oh, you don't know nobody no more? Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's old school, though. Yeah.
That's old
hey,
school?
When they say that, you know, that's
okay.
somebody from your past. No. That's somebody from your past when they say that. That's somebody from your deep in your past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know nobody no more, huh?
Yeah.
You got brand new
uh-huh.
on me, huh?
Right.
Yep.
Sure did.
Sure did.
Why are you in? Again, how can I help you? You're here for what?
Right.
But no,
and
I don't.
And again, if it's in the inbox, you already know.
Yeah, you do. So now, Sean, what's your DMs looking
mm-hmm.
like? Is it popping? It's popping over there?
Nah, my DM's dry, man. I used to go down my DM, but they dry now. Thank goodness. Nah, seriously, though, because... Nah, I was. My DM's dry now. Because really, here's the thing. I'm in grind mode now, so I don't really be on social media as much. But I don't mind a dry DM, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I put a new book out, you got to remember, I write erotica. Gangster erotica to be specific.
Right.
So, you know, it's like when my DM is popping, it's like it's a catch-22 again because I appreciate that someone may come in and say, hey, this is what your book did to me. You know, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's validation for me to keep pushing the pen. But by the same token,
right.
it's like, damn, I don't need this. You know what I'm saying? Because,
oh
yeah,
I got something to say about that. That's bull. They don't care. That's the same way that the man is in the DM talking to a female with that hello beautiful, good morning sunshine, all of that stuff. The female,
mm-hmm.
the female who's going into, the female that is over there, because like you said, you're an author and you have, you know, you're writing books. They come in there like, oh, my gosh, Sean, I love your book so much. Uh-huh. They don't love your book. They want to know if you're single. Knock it off. I read Skin Deep and the way he was putting it down. Like, is that from experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what. But you know
yeah.
what? You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. You know some realness? Women are, this is my experience as well. Women are different than men. Women are a lot forward than men. You know, I've had like stimulating conversations in the past. I've had stimulating conversations
uh-huh.
with my readers in the DM because they may be doctors or professionals and things of that nature. So they don't want to have that comment. They don't want to have this thread online. and that's the only way they can get in contact with me. So that will fall into 15%. And I appreciate those.
Okay.
You know, like I said, call me naive. Maybe they have an angle towards the end. I don't know. But, man, listen, plenty of times I've woken up to, you know, the pigs. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, okay. You know?
Okay.
And I may not never hear from them again.
Like that?
No, seriously. I may not never hear from them again. I guess that's them shooting their shot because of the kind of books I write. It's a fantasy. You dig what I'm saying? They don't want to be in a relationship with me. It's a fantasy. They want, you know, they want to know if I put it down like I wrote inside the book. And I get that. And I take it in stride and keep it moving. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, I take it in stride and keep it moving. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like normally, every time I put something new out, that's how it goes down. I think if I put a new book out, I'm not getting a lot of DMs. I'm like, damn, I'm falling off. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. That very interesting. So okay, so basically you're saying, so the female, she's going to shoot her shot, and that's why you're getting a box shot. That's why you're getting that.
Yeah, I get a box in the box. Like, well, not anymore. I used to get a box in the box a lot. And again, I don't mind.
Oh my goodness,
it's a catch-22. I mean, I'm mature. I'm grown. Obviously, by the type of books you write, I'm, you know, I'm not ashamed of sex by no stretch of imagination, but. It's like, if I was a different kind of guy, that would be great. You know what I mean? That would be great things for my ego and so on and so forth. But I'm striving to walk a different kind of path, so I take it in stride. I look at it for what it is, and that's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? I don't feed up, hey, man, that looks good. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. Nah, that ain't, you know, nah, that's not what I'm about. You know?
Yeah,
so I look at it
I'm
differently.
Not, I don't want that, please.
No dick pic? Keith?
Someone last week, one of my Facebook friends, they were in my inbox, and they were like, oh, I see you're back on Snapchat. I'm like, yeah, I really don't know what's going on over there, but whatever. And he was like, well, when you get a chance, go over there. I sent you a message. And I was just all like, okay, I'm all excited because I don't understand Snapchat. So I'm thinking maybe he got something that, you know, and I go over there, my little happy ass goes over there, and it's a fucking dick pic with a box of Newports on the carpet. I was so appalled. I was like, what? How dare you? Like, I got rude. Like, I got all this. It was like, do you know who the fuck I am? Like, you can't. Send me this. And so I went right back over there to Facebook, and I inboxed him. I said, you disrespectful as fuck. And then I deleted and blocked him. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that just made me mad all over again. Do not send me. I'm not interested. Now, don't get me wrong. There are females. They collect them because I know girlfriends. They collect them. They have them. Like, I dare you to say something out of line because I'm putting this on Facebook and I'm tagging you in it. Go ahead. To each its own, but Keisha Green does not want a dick pic, so save it. Because if you do, I might tag you and post you out there, put you out there too. Stay out of my inbox with that. But anyway.
All right, Keisha. But now, you represent for the ladies right now, so I got a question. Again.
Go ahead.
We're talking about social media and naivety, right? A lot of women are not as naive as they would like their partners to think. They like looking at dick pics too. You know what I'm saying? They're not. Can we agree to that? I'm asking, maybe not you, it's Keisha Green, because you know you Keisha Green.
Right. Maybe, not me, but yes, there are females. I know. I remember back in the day when I first got on Twitter, there was a girl or Freaky Friday, she would get them, and it would just be this ongoing thing, and like she would laugh, like, oh, this one is good, this is a nice size, this is a bad size, this is that, and then it's like, oh my god, and like, you know, she had a little collage, and then she was like, guess who this belongs to, and then she'd give us a list of all the Twitter names. I'm like, oh my god, and my dumbass was playing a game like, I think that belongs to, like, I don't know, I've never seen these people before in my life, but it was just fun. But people like that.
Right.
There are, like, I know someone who, like, she's in all of these different Facebook, those secret groups, the ones that you can't type in the name,
show.
But they're no secret. That's a whole other show. But in the secret groups, yeah, she got dick pics for days. And, like, she can tell you, like, I mean, I remember one time being in a grocery store with her, and she was just like, a guy came up and was like, hey, girl, how you doing? They were talking, and we're walking away. I'm like, who was that? She pulled out her phone and showed his dick, him. I said, wow. Like,
what?
Oh, my God, that's just too much. For real. Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to how social media has affected the way we interact. with each other. I mean, think about this. In some places, man, an unsolicited dick pic, that's a charge. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. That's a charge.
You're right.
Because we've gotten so comfortable on social media, you know, people sending unsolicited dick pics. You know what I mean? Notice I ain't saying about the box, because most guys probably ain't going to feel too bad about that. I don't think they're going to get offended. But, you know, a lot of places, that's a charge. That's a sexual misconduct charge. But because people have gotten so comfortable on social media, they followed you for months and weeks. They feel like they know you. Like there's a certain familiarity with you.
Yes.
And they say, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot. And instead of you, you know, instead of you having a nice look, come online or whatever, you say, you know, you jump out the window. Bam. There you go. Check that out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I know she ain't going to resist this one. Look at this.
Right. And it's like, dude, if you don't knock it off, and then, like, you know, you can really crush them because you can hit them with, and it's really not that big, so you might not want to send that again.
Trust. If they send us list of dick pics, they don't care. They trying. They comfortable with that word.
Are you serious?
Look,
are you
chances
serious?
Chances are, let me tell you something. Ain't no peewee trying to slide in the DMs with a dick pic. They know what time it is. Peewees know they peewees, relatively speaking now. You know, peewees know they peewees. They might send a tongue pic or something. Like, look, hey, look, if they send a tongue pic, you already know what time it is. You're working with a peewee. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh! Look, ladies, look. He's dropping some jewels here. So when they sing that tongue pic, you already know what it is. Oh.
Look, the ladies think like,
now,
when they get
look,
a tongue pic,
they got to think.
Yeah. They thinking like, you shoot my box anytime. Right? But what they really realize, okay, he must be lacking the other departments.
Right. I was just about to go into that. Now, this is the part where, okay, because we're grown, we can talk about this. Be careful, ladies, the one, okay, with the tongue pick, but the one that's always talking about how he's going to eat this inside out, upside down, all of that.
Right.
Like, really? That's all you want to do? Yeah, because there might be a problem. Wink,
eating
wink.
Groceries.
I can't. But no. But seriously. But you know, for our listeners that are tuned in, I see you on the switchboard, and I'm gonna take some calls in a minute. But yes, this is what you can get on digital foreplay. Nothing is off limits. We're gonna talk about the dating, the relationships, the romance. All of that stuff is nothing that we're not going to tap into. And if you have an idea, we definitely want to hear from you. You can always shoot me or Sean a message with an idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's
in
good,
inbox.
We'll definitely, we'll talk about it. Inbox it. Yep. It can go down in the DM for us. We'll read it. It's cool. It's definitely cool. So I'm going to take like two calls. And then, Sean, I want you to talk about the next segment. We're going to talk about, there's a certain somebody that is on social media right now doing the absolute most. So, yeah, we're going to touch on that. But I'm going to take a caller. 757 area code. Hello. Welcome to Digital Foreplay. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello,
radio station.
Is it a radio station?
I'm probably just listening.
Oh, you're just listening? Okay. I'll put you back into the queue, and I will go to the next caller, 843. Hello. Welcome to the Digital Foreplay Show. Who's this?
843. Hello. Yo. What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Man, I'm enjoying being in your company.
Say again?
Yeah. I said I'm enjoying being in your company, man.
Appreciate
oh,
that,
good.
Brother.
Oh, good. You're enjoying it.
Yeah,
definitely. Where are you calling from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
The Chuck-town.
Okay.
What's good, baby?
Yeah, man, 843 in the building. Well, kind of. I got a question. I mean, it's kind of off the mark of what y'all been discussing, but you know, I want to be a author, and I have, you know, I really want to see how and what steps you took to get where you were at as far as, you know, writing and businessmen, you know.
Oh, Charles, you just took us for a complete loop. This is Digital Foreplay. You on the wrong show. You're supposed to be on the Writer's Lounge chat talking about that or something. Oh. But no, not to turn you away, but like there's stuff that you can definitely take. And I think that you'd be the perfect person for a consult. So you should head over there to www.keishagreen.com, and you should read up over there, and we can talk at a later date. But, yeah, I thought you had a question about digital foreplay, online dating, or romance. You went all the way left.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't need a digital romance.
Hey, shoot her a DM about that question. She didn't answer.
Okay.
But look, we appreciate
but yes,
you calling in, bro.
Definitely
appreciate the support.
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna put you back in the queue so you can continue to listen. Thank you, Charles. Oh my goodness, how funny was that, Sean Sinclair?
Hey, it goes down.
It goes down. It definitely goes down. So anyway, going back to you, Sean. So yeah, there's a celebrity mm-hmm. that's like doing the most, and I'm gonna need to. Well, I have my own comment, but I'll give you the mic. You can talk about this because I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna call this segment right here. We're gonna call this segment every week. Here's the thing about social media, right? If you follow social media, you know every week is gonna be somebody who is doing the most on there, right? So I'm gonna try to come up with a segment every week. In fact, we're gonna call it the Bird of the Week. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, like Twitter, the bird, I'm bringing a bird. Social media always got the bird. So we're going to do a bird of the week every week for the person who's doing the most on social media. And this week, it goes to none other than my brother, Dark Skin Nation affiliate, Tyrese. Man, look at here.
Tyrese, man, listen.
Yeah, that brother doing the most. He gets the bird of the week award, right?
Yeah, he gets the bird, the big dummy, and all that stuff. He's doing the most, and it's like I said when the first video of him crying, I said, "Oh, Tyrese has no friends, because if he had a friend, one friend, somebody would have went over there and took his phone the same way that guy that runs the country. Like he don't got no friends either. That's a whole other thing, but." Yeah, the tangerine, like, he has no friends either, because Tyrese should have got off of social media when he felt his eyes, you know, filling up. We should have never seen those tears. And for the life of me, I said, and what is this going to do again? Like, he did this for what? Now, he was already a dummy on that aspect, but then he took it a step further, Sean. Go ahead, tell him what he did. Come on.
Yeah, this is why you get the Bird of the Week award, right? Because, and this is a prime example of why we did this show, because social media has affected relationships, like, in a huge way. For example, now, he gets the Bird of the Week for me because, dude, you don't need to be online. You got all this money. You got a Benihana's in your backyard and so on and so forth, right? And you online talking about what you, for your daughter, and you crying and so on. But nobody cares, dude. We all got our own problems to deal with. So he gets, here's the thing. It's twofold with him for me, because I'm a father, right? And like my 4-year-old, if you follow me on social media, you know, that's the crown jewel of my existence, right? So my heart goes out to him for not being able to see your child. You dig what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine that, real talk. I couldn't imagine the turmoil that he may be going through not being able to see your child. However, his daughter is 10. So between the time she was born and now, there are some things that you could have done to possibly prevent that. You know what I mean? You gotta manage, handle your scandal. So I'm not saying he get the bird of the week for being emotional. My thing is everything not for social media. You know what I'm saying? Family business is family business, you know? And then after he went on his little rant, crying and crap, it was reported that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, the Pinkett Smiths, that they was going to give him $5 million, pretty much to be quiet. That's a friend. Give you money to take your phone. This Negro goes back on social media bragging about it. You know what I'm saying? Posting up, puffing cigar, going to the private jet. Like, yo, you get the Bird of the Week award for that. Because as a man, particularly a black man, in the climate that we're in right now, there's an assault on black men. You're showing signs of weakness. You know what people looking at that? Like, look at that nigga right there. That's what they're saying. They ain't saying look at Tyrese. They're saying look at that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's messed up because you got real fathers out here trying to do the right thing. You're not saying he's not. But everything is out for social media. So the fact that he took that family business to social media, and now he's going to go in the annals of history of being Tyrese, yeah, he get the Bird of the Week for that. No doubt.
Cry Reese, I am done.
Yeah, Cry Reese.
Hilarious. Cry Reese, yes. So, yes.
Yeah, he gets the Bird of
Bird
the Week.
Bird of the Week. Bird of the Week. Oh, my goodness.
So, listen, if you're listening.
That is.
If you're listening. Yeah, we equal opportunity out here. If you listen or not, you can't get the Bird of the Week award. So, tighten up. Don't get caught out there.
Yeah,
I have to bring you out.
Yeah.
You get the Bird of the Week.
Yes. You know, so I'm going to just some, you know, because I'm looking at the time and I want to recap some of the comments from earlier today, because that was one of the things that I mentioned earlier, that in order for the show to be a success, we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be using these questions that I post on Facebook. So just so you know, in case you're like, well, what questions, Keisha? I post a question, and there's a hashtag that says digital foreplay, and then there's a little emoji with the little black girl behind the computer screen. Those are the questions for the show. So, and I posted this question earlier today was, does it really go down in the DM? And Shanae said, nah, anything you can say will be used against you in the court of DMs. Some people said, nope. Not mine, and no, this is not an invitation for anybody to start. One said, it did for me. It went down in the DM, and look at us now. We about to get married. Shout out to Carla Pennington. She about to get married. She going to marry her inbox, boo. That's great. I like to hear stories like that. I like to, you know, that type of thing. Danny Glenn out of Richmond, he said, I would assume for most chicks, it definitely does go down in the DM. I doubt it for most dudes, though.
Yeah.
All I can say is, it's a good thing, and all this technology, that this technology came out after my younger years. I was like, yeah. Could you imagine being in high school right now with your life could be destroyed by a screenshot? It's over. But, you know, Hanif said, yes, it does. Women send freak texts too, and, you know, it'd be the ones that you least expect it. Yeah, chicks be causing freaks. It'd be freaks, I feel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so again, the whole thing is, but I will say this, Keith Belvin, he said, only if you let it, like anywhere else in life, people are going to shoot their shot, but it's up to you to engage in that game. You don't have to respond, and that's so true. You don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to.
I can see that.
It's working.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think
it's crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, even in relationships, I think a lot of times you have to give your, because you got a lot of relationships out here where because people know it goes on a DM, it makes them insecure, especially if your partner's on social media a lot. But you have to give your partner the opportunity to make the right decision. You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. That's it. People don't really, well, I can't say that because people have hooked up on Facebook, but it shouldn't be about that. You see what I'm saying? And these social media has definitely changed relationships, some for the better, some for the worse, but you have to take it all in stride and know what it's for. For me, as a rule, this is me. If somebody's trying to come at me in the inbox and I don't know them, that's an immediate red flag for me. Because if you're so fine, you're so this, you're so that, why you got to come at me in the inbox? You can holler at somebody, you're local. You dig what I'm saying?
I definitely get that. So yeah, that's what digital foreplay is all about. We're gonna talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the happy, the sad, all of it. About relationships, online dating. And again, if you have questions or comments, suggestions, whatever the case may be, contact myself or Sean, and we will read your questions on the air. I want you guys to know that the chat room is open. It will be open on the show as well. So if you don't want to call in, but you want to post your question, just post your question in the chat room, and I will read it on the air. I'm going to take one more caller before we wrap this up. But yeah, this is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Digital Foreplay. Who's this? Just listening? Okay, they're just listening. Well, thank you. Thank you for the people that are listening.
Yeah, I think we can
appreciate that.
For future reference. If you're just listening and we click over to say, take your call, just let them know you're just listening, or, you know, that way we won't waste a call on somebody who actually wants to talk.
Right, yeah. And I said that earlier at the show, you know, I don't like dead air, so if I take it and I say hello, just say, I'm just listening, and I will put you back in queue. I appreciate that. You know, the callers, there was a lot of them up there, and I guess, you know, it's dwindling down. But I appreciate it for making this debut a great one. Sean, this is pretty dope. I like this.
Yeah,
next week we'll be back. It's Thursdays. Thursdays at 7. This is where we'll be doing Digital Foreplay. So, yeah, any other closing statements?
Yeah, I think we can close this one out by. I think we can close this one out by bringing everything back into context. Does it go down in the DM? We absolutely know it goes down in the DM. The question is, what is going down in the DM? So the next time you get a DM pick or DM question, is to ask yourself, you know, what is it for? What is it for? What's the purpose? And I think if we just be smart on social media, I think we can navigate our way through this thing and bounce back to reality.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. Yep, so next week, same time, 7 p.m., Digital Foreplay. And that's it. On that note, we're out. I think we did good, Sean. Yes, definitely. So we'll see you guys next week at 7 p.m. Bye.
Thanks.